All right, buckle up, because this is going to be a wild one. Today, we're going deep into some seriously strange stories about helicopters, UFOs, and cattle mutilations.
Ooh, sounds intriguing.
You bet it is. A listener sent us this, well, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a confidential newsletter for people obsessed with the unexplained.
You know, yeah. I think I know the type.
And it is packed with reports of helicopters appearing near UFO sightings and these cattle mutilations. But here's the thing. It doesn't even try to convince you that UFOs are real or explain the mutilations.
Interesting. What's the angle then?
It's all about these helicopters. Like, they're saying, look, these helicopters are consistently there. Whether you believe in UFOs or not, these choppers are a real tangible piece of the puzzle.
Okay, I'm starting to see why you're so fascinated. So what kind of helicopters are we talking about here?
Oh, they get specific. We're talking with Donnell Douglas 500 and 503 Defenders, Bell Iroquois, Bell Jet Rangers. They even mention Apaches, Huey Cobras, Blackhawks, Chinooks.
Whoa, a real mix. That's not just your average traffic helicopter.
Right, and that's what makes it so interesting. It suggests there could be different groups or purposes at play here.
Makes sense. It wouldn't be just one single operation using all these different types.
And get this, the document even talks about the limited range of most of these helicopters. They argue that these choppers must be operating from bases within a 200, maybe 250-mile radius of the sightings.
So they're working within a specific area that narrows things down a bit, but it also raises the question, if it's not standard military exercises, who's flying them? And why?
Exactly. That's the big mystery, isn't it? And it gets even weirder. They hint at the possibility of these helicopters operating from secret military bases.
Secret bases. Now you're talking about language.
Oh, yeah. They mentioned this whole surge in underground construction after World War II. You know, all those nuclear-hardened facilities.
Ah, right. The kind of places designed to withstand a nuclear blast. Talk about secretive stuff.
Exactly. And when you add that to the mix, it amps up the mystery big time, especially when you think about the Cold War and how secretive everything was back then.
Oh, absolutely. It was all cloak and dagger stuff. So with this atmosphere of secrecy and these strange helicopters flying around, what kind of stories are we actually dealing with here?
Oh, they're mind-boggling. Let's just jump right into some of the cases documented in this newsletter. We won't go through all of them, but there are a few that are just... Well, you'll see.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so case hashtag one. Picture this, San Luis Valley in Colorado. A couple's driving along and they see a helicopter with a live cow.
Wait, a cow? What?
A live cow, hanging beneath it in a harness.
What in the world?
It's like something straight out of a movie.
It's crazy. What happened next? Did they investigate?
They reported it to the local sheriff, but nothing much came of it. All they found was a spot where the cow presumably relieved itself.
So no helicopter, no cow, no answers.
Well, later a mutilated animal was found nearby, but there's no direct connection made. It's as if the whole event just vanished into thin air.
Oh, man, that's unsettling. So what else do they have in this newsletter?
Case hashtag two, near Huffman, Texas, takes things to a whole other level. Imagine a diamond-shaped UFO, witnesses experiencing symptoms of radiation sickness, and over 20 helicopters, including Chinooks, seemingly escorting this UFO.
20 helicopters. That's a whole fleet. Someone must have seen them, right?
Oh, they did. And get this, the Air Force flat out denied any involvement.
So if not the Air Force, then who? What were they doing there? It's a huge event to just brush off.
Exactly. It's like, are they covering something up or are we dealing with something completely beyond our understanding of conventional operations?
Those are the kind of questions that keep me up at night.
Right. And these cases just keep getting weirder. Case hashtag six from Pensacola, Florida adds a whole new layer to the mystery. Imagine a UFO reacting to the approach of a helicopter, changing color and flashing rapidly as if it's sending some sort of coded message.
It's almost like they're communicating, isn't it? Like they're aware of each other?
It's mind-blowing. And then there's case hashtag 8 in Rock Creek Canyon, Colorado. We're talking about significant explosions. A blue flare lighting up the sky, and then a helicopter is appearing in a very distinct search pattern.
Explosions. Flares. Helicopters. This sounds serious.
It is. And when an investigator contacted NORAD for information, all they got was, that's confidential information. It's like something straight out of the X-Files.
Seriously. That response is almost more intriguing than the events themselves. It really makes you think something's being hidden.
Right. And get this, there's even a case where a helicopter appears to be photographing a UFO witness. It adds this whole layer of surveillance to the mix, like who watching who here.
That's creepy. It turns the whole thing from passive observation to something much more active, possibly even sinister.
It really does. And it's not just these individual cases. The document also has insights from people who've been investigating these things for years. One investigator, Ted Oliphant, claims that mystery helicopters are spotted near over 90% of cattle mutilations.
90%? Wow, that's a bold statement. Is there any evidence to back that up?
Well, he doesn't give specific numbers, but he describes a pattern. Says the most common type involved is the Bell Jet Ranger. and he even describes them as consistently being black, dark gray, light blue, or light green. Always unmarked.
Unmarked helicopters. That definitely adds to the mystery. If they're not military, then who are they?
Exactly. It points to some level of organization and purpose, right?
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Just when you think there's a pattern emerging, another investigator, Ed Conroy, throws a wrench into the whole thing.
What do you mean? What did he find?
He reports seeing Chinooks in unusual colors and, even stranger, a Bell 47 repeatedly shining a spotlight into his office.
Really? A Bell 47? That's a classic helicopter. It's almost iconic. What would they be doing with that?
It's a good question. And it suggests we might be dealing with multiple groups or agencies, each with their own methods and objectives. It's not just one type of helicopter, one consistent pattern. You know, it's way more complex than that.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, and each layer reveals something new and unexpected. It really makes you wonder just how deep this rabbit hole goes.
Oh, I have a feeling we're just getting started. Yeah, it's a real head-scratcher, you know. On one hand, you have these meticulous descriptions, like this specific type of helicopter, consistent pattern, all that. But then Conroy comes along with his observations. And it hints that maybe there are multiple players here.
Multiple players, like different groups.
Yeah, maybe even different factions, right? Within whatever operation is going on. It just makes the whole thing that much more, well, intriguing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's not a simple puzzle, you know? It's not like we can just find the missing piece and it all makes sense. The pieces seem to fit and then suddenly they don't.
It's like a, what's the word, a spy thriller or something. But like in real life, all these hidden agendas and layers of intrigue.
And we can't forget, this has been going on for decades, right? This isn't just some new thing. These reports go way back.
Oh, for sure. It adds to the whole, you know, there's something more here than meets the eye kind of vibe.
Definitely. And with all the official silence, the denials, that's confidential information responses, it's hard not to feel like there's a deliberate effort to keep this whole thing under wraps.
Absolutely. That secrecy just becomes another piece of the puzzle. It makes you wonder, right? If these were just routine operations, why be so tight-lipped?
Right. What are they so determined to keep hidden? What don't they want us to know?
It almost feels like they're saying, yeah, the helicopters are there, but don't ask why.
It's the classic need-to-know situation, and we definitely don't need to know.
Well, apparently not. But that's what I love about these deep dives. We get to explore the mysteries, the unanswered questions, maybe even come up with our own theories.
That's right. And this document almost invites that kind of speculation. You know, it gives you the facts, the observations, the inconsistencies, but it doesn't give you any concrete answers.
It's like a challenge to the reader. Like, okay, here's what we know. Now, what do you make of it?
Exactly. So let's play with that for a minute. Let's say, for argument's sake, that we take the document at face value. Okay, these helicopters are real. They're part of some kind of operation, but we don't know the specifics. What could their purpose be, even if we don't fully understand whatever it is they're investigating?
Ooh, good question. Are they just there to watch? To document these strange things happening? Or are they trying to control them somehow?
Maybe contain them?
Maybe. Or is there something even more, I don't know, complex going on?
And what about those multiple groups that Conroy mentioned?
Right. What if some are just watching, others are interfering, and maybe some have agendas we can't even imagine? It's like a rabbit hole. The more you think about it, the deeper it goes.
But isn't that what we love about a good mystery? It sparks your curiosity. It makes you consider possibilities that might seem completely outlandish at first.
For sure. And even if we never get all the answers, at the very least, it makes us think. You know, challenges our assumptions about it as possible.
It reminds us that there's stuff happening out there, things that we might never fully understand, events happening right under our noses that just defy explanation.
And sometimes the most intriguing clues are the ones that raise more questions than answers. It's a reminder to stay curious, to keep asking questions, and to accept that there's still so much we don't know about the world.
And then, hey, who knows, maybe someday more information will come out and we'll be able to add some more pieces to this puzzle. But for now, the mystery remains. And that's a big part of what makes it so captivating, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, speaking of captivating, what really stands out to me in this document is how focused they are on the helicopters themselves. It's almost like the helicopters are the main subject here, not the UFOs, not the cattle mutilations.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like they're saying, look, there's all this weird stuff happening, and these helicopters are part of it, but we're not even going to try and explain the weird stuff.
Right. They're just focused on the helicopters. Because just their presence alone is strange enough.
It's like they're handing us this piece of a much larger puzzle and saying, figure this out.
It's a challenge. Like, they're daring us to connect the dots and come up with our own theories. And that, to me, is where the real intrigue lies. In trying to make sense of something that seems to be, well, inexplicable.
I love that. It's not about finding all the answers. It's about the journey of exploring, you know, piecing together the puzzle, even if we never quite see the full picture.
Exactly. It's about embracing the mystery, about acknowledging that there's so much out there that we just don't know. And that's okay.
It makes you wonder, right? What's their end game? If they're so invested in these cases, why not just be upfront about it?
Yeah, that's the big question. What are they really trying to do? Understand these things, control them, cover them up. Who knows? The document doesn't really give us any clear answers.
Maybe that's the point, though.
Maybe. Maybe it's meant to make us think, to spark our own, you know, investigations.
And for those of us who love a good mystery, well, it's working.
Totally. It's like a real-life X-Files episode, except we're the ones left to figure it all out. And even if we don't have all the answers, we can still have fun with it, right? Explore different possibilities, come up with our own theories.
Absolutely. So let's speculate a bit, shall we? Let's say these helicopters are part of a real operation. What are some possible reasons for them to be there, even if we don't fully get what they're looking into?
Well, one possibility is they're doing some kind of advanced research. Maybe they're studying these events, trying to understand how they work. What causes them?
That makes sense. Governments and military agencies have always been interested in pushing the boundaries of science and technology.
Exactly. It wouldn't be surprising if they were looking into things that seem to, I don't know, break the laws of physics.
Right. Things that challenge our current understanding of how the world works.
Exactly. Or maybe they're more focused on containment. Like, what if these events are a threat to national security, public safety, who knows? And these helicopters are part of some effort to keep things under control.
That would definitely explain the secrecy, wouldn't it? And the denials. Imagine if people knew there were things happening that we just couldn't explain or control.
It could cause mass panic, right? Sometimes maybe it's better to keep things quiet, even if it means more speculation and conspiracy theories.
It's a tough call, isn't it? Trying to protect people from potentially scary information, but also respecting their right to know what's going on. But in these cases, it seems like they've gone with the need-to-know approach. And we definitely don't need to know.
Apparently not. But hey, even without all the answers, I think this has been a pretty incredible deep dive, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. We've explored so much. Strange event, mystery helicopters, unanswered questions. And even if we haven't solved the case, we've definitely learned a lot.
Totally. It's a good reminder that there's still so much out there that we just don't know. And that's okay. In fact, it's kind of exciting.
I agree. The pursuit of knowledge, it's a journey, not a destination. And the best discoveries are often the ones that lead to even more questions.
Absolutely. So for those of you listening who are now totally hooked on this mystery helicopter phenomenon, and let's be real, who isn't? We've got some great resources for you in the show notes. You can find links to more info on the cases we talked about and even a link to the full document itself.
Definitely check it out and keep exploring this fascinating topic. After all, the best mysteries are the ones that keep us searching and questioning.
That's right. Keep those eyes on the sky and those minds open to the possibilities. You never know what you might discover.
Great advice. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep diving deep.